Kelowna. The Hadgraft Wilson Place subsidized apartment building in Kelowna was evacuated on Easter Sunday due to damage caused by the downtown UBC Okanagan construction site. Residents were escorted out of the building on Bertram Street just before 2 p.m. by members of the Kelowna Fire Department and city staff. The Hadgraft Wilson Building, which opened in June 2023, offers 68 units of affordable housing and 10 for clients of Pathways Abilities Society. Many of the residents have physical or mental disabilities. On Sunday afternoon, the city of Kelowna issued a news release saying residents will be evacuated for the next several days. Recent assessments have indicated the level of risk is significant enough to begin the evacuation process to ensure the life and safety of occupants. Additionally, due to the shifting of the building, safety features may be compromised in the event of an emergency, creating additional risk to occupants, said Fire Chief Dwight Seymour. The 43-story UBC Okanagan Tower planned for 550 Doyle Avenue includes a four-story underground parkade, a first for Kelowna that requires a large excavation. That big dig has created significant problems for neighboring buildings. The Kelowna Legion Hall on Bertram Street and Okanagan Colab at the corner of St. Paul and Doyle were also previously declared uninhabitable. I just moved in 8 months ago, and we could see cracks starting to form already, said Hadgraft Wilson Place resident Megan Beckman. They are giving everybody about 48 hours to relocate. A lot of these people have wheelchairs, and it is very difficult, very heart-wrenching to watch them get that news. It's obviously an affordable housing unit, so going back into mainstream rent is also a scary thought, not knowing when you can come back. It's definitely frustrating. It's hard not to blame UBCO, Beckman said. UBCO has suspended construction at the downtown Kelowna site until further notice. Engineers will continue to monitor and assess the building and soil movement, said the city.